and the beauty of the animal, for example, and still not be kind of taken down by it. So that's, you know, a lot of this feels subtle, but not so much. I would imagine if I looked back 10 years ago and where I was at to now, it might seem very different. And I guess the other thing at work, you know, I'm a little less pulled by fear, you know, or intimidation by, say, you know, people at upper management or individuals that hold some power over you. And I'm more able, because that's been an issue for me. And I'm more able to just speak my truth and trust and not be so pulled by all that. So it's very, very, you know, it's very positive, and I think it matches with what Metatron had said in the conference and others, you know, that with our light body engaging, you know, more fully and almost completely, all these things coming online, that we would notice that sort of stuff. And I think I am. Again, it's subtle, but I'd be curious other people's experience.
Thank you, Andy. I have lost my cat, so I know how it feels. I mean, recently.
It's like you would think that that's not so dramatic, but like in particular in the case of my wife, that cat was like around her all the time, you know, for 17 years, like the closest companion. It's hard.
Yeah. Thank you for your sharing, Andy.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Yeah, hi, this is Katie, and I want to thank both Sharka for doing this and your sharing, and Randy. I would like to suggest that we do the Gridmasters every Sunday at this time, so our European family can join in and be broadcasting in ease physically from Europe. I'm not in a position right now to organize this. I'm working 7 days a week for a while, but I would like to put this out to the group that we have been asked to do this. We have been told how potent we are in doing this, and I'd like it to just get that idea out there and see if we could self-organize. It doesn't have to be any big deal for whoever does it, or we could just show up on the line, chat a little bit, transmit. So that is my my hope. Thanks, guys.
I can't do it weekly. It's too much. And that's just me. I mean, I could show up once a month, but every week I couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it once a week either. There's a lot to fit into life right now with me trying to having two businesses, one that I'm starting, one that I'm trying to end, and trying to keep up with reviewing the work that we're doing in Seeding of the Divine. I feel like me doing that work by itself is a big part of my service work.
I think it is, yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel the same way. I think Katie meant maybe to meet on the phone, so we would not need a facilitator or something. I don't know, we would have to discuss.
Yeah, we don't even have to do Zoom. We could call in on a phone number for 15 minutes every Sunday, and it doesn't have to be everyone. But we've been specifically asked to do this at the end of the conference by Metatron and to do it as a collective. So for those who can do it, something super simple, a phone number we call in on, we gather, we can even just center ourselves. We don't need anyone leading a meditation, and we transmit. So for those who can do it, maybe we could self-organize on the Gridmasters page.
Perhaps that might water down these calls a little bit. I know we have Joe's call, and we could always make that a separate call so that, you know, when we do have these sort of, I don't know, sanctioned calls, that it's more likely that more folks will show up. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Well, I think it's more personally. It's a very potent gathering when we gather specifically once a month with the intention that it's a Gridmaster service project. Now, I would like to clarify, after the close of the conference, Metatron asks that individually in our meditation time, that we focus for a period of time on transmitting the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates and the element of love to the earth and to all humans. So I think at whatever time of day that is for you, if you would, you know, you can make a commitment or not to do that. But I kind of, everyone has busy lives, you know. We're required to do some, you know, things in our regular lives. Some are still working full-time positions, full-time jobs, family, lots of things get in the way. But I kind of agree with Randy that, you know, this one call a month is a very potent call. And like right now, we have 42 people on this call, which is wonderful. You know, it's up to you. If a group of you want to get together and say, okay, on Sunday at 1 o'clock, whatever time that is in your area, that you know that a certain number of people are gathering at that time to meditate and to transmit. But I just think it, I kind of agree with Randy or with Kelly that the review, the personal work is the primary focus here. And then the service project is another thing. It stems from the personal work and the evolvement of our consciousness. So, you know, if some of you would like to organize a weekly call, I have, you know, I think that's wonderful. But for the Gridmaster call, I think that once a month is all that we can ask at this time. The other thing I would like to ask, you know, we take January, February, March off to reflect on the previous year's teachings. And we also, we don't have any further teachings. We do reviews and we start utilizing the energetics the best we can. My feeling is I would like to continue, even though we don't have scheduled classes or community calls, I would like to continue with this Gridmaster call because I feel it's a very important service project, especially with the chaos going on in the world today. So I would like some input on that if you are willing to do that, even in this time of quiet and where we don't meet.
I like that.
Yes, please.
Yeah, it's good.
Yes, I'm in agreement with that. I like that idea.
Yes, I agree.
Yes, I would like the same.
I like that idea a lot.
Yes, I agree too.
Especially in this Zoom format, because it gives us such a cohesiveness.
Well, I agree. It's been a really wonderful technology that I finally caught up with some of it. That's another thing. These things will not be, you won't be able to download them, but you will be able to view them anytime you want from our website, because we have found out that the storage on these things, because they're such large video files, that it's very expensive to allow downloads. So we just have to back off on that. As much as I'd like to offer it, it's financially not feasible, because they charge you every time you view it and every time you download it. So it's just cost prohibitive.
Yeah. But if you would like, I don't know if what you think, Mom, but they can record these sessions onto their computers if they want on Gridmasters.
You actually, the facilitator has to allow permission, because I have a Zoom account that I host calls with another friends in Houston. Okay. And for them to record it, I have to allow them to have permission to do it.
Well, I am not in favor of that, Kimberly. Okay. And this is the reason, because if you can view it anytime you want, I think that's sufficient. And it just clogs up your personal computer, unless you have an external drive. And, you know, these files are really big files. So I think that will be sufficient. And of course, you can download the audio, and you have, you know, those that you can download.
Okay. Works.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to
shift it back to where we had begun.
Yes. I like to share a couple of things. First of all, in reference to our individual work and our group work, each one of us individually is extremely powerful. And it has been said many times that we probably aren't aware of how powerful we are individually, as well as making that 1,000 times fold when we come together. So one of the things that I would suggest is, when Spirit calls you, there's a time, and you may not understand why, where you are led to be in prayer, to create or to do some sort of processing, a process, to put together certain things that you've learned throughout these 5 years and sit down and work with it. And you may not understand why. My suggestion is, you don't question it, you just do it. And the reason why I'm saying this is, on 11/11, I didn't quite understand. I mean, I understand the energies that are coming through. I am getting into certain aspects of numbers and certain Hebrew letterings. But on that particular day, throughout the day, I was called to sit in my pyramid at 1:11 a.m., 11:11 a.m., 1:11 p.m., and 11:11 p.m. And it was a very strong calling, and I can't say that I understand what took place. I know that I felt things in my body that I can't really explain. And even though afterwards I asked, okay, what was that about? I did not get an answer, and I probably won't. But what I did get was, when spirit calls you, answer. Because we are at different places in the world. Not only that, we have the ability to tap into all the places that we have visited. Our energies are still there. And we can expand whatever we're doing in our now place to those places as well. And when spirit calls, and whatever comes up for you, whatever thoughts or, like I said, processes or whatever tools that we've learned to combine, that helps, I feel, tremendously with our work. So I feel we are constantly doing work not only for ourselves, but for these Gridmaster meetings, whether it's formal like this or not. And so that's what I have to say.
Thank you, Diana, for your input. I would like to say I agree with Joan that I also understood that Metatron asked us to do those transmissions on our own, and like I do it every day. And on our call with Joe, we kind of found out that most of us do it every day also. So I just wanted to say that. And if anyone else wants to share something, please, one more person, and then I would like to continue with the meditation. Thank you.
I'd like to just, this is Beth. I would just like to agree with Diana. We sometimes don't understand why we're called to do things. And I remember on one of the last calls, Katie Percy was saying Mont Blanc was activating and there was a lot going on. Well, I live 58 kilometers from Mont Blanc. And when I'm on the top of the mountain, I can see it. So we do have these grids, and we all are linked energetically among ourselves. We actually cover the earth when you think about all the places we have been collectively and so on. So I think we can be more mindful of sometimes when we're called to be somewhere or tune in or whatever it is. So I thank Diana for bringing that up. So thanks.
Thank you, Beth. I would like to now continue and lead us through the meditation and then transmission. So everyone, please breathe in light and breathe out love. Breathe in love and breathe out light. Now I would like to read the Kutumi's prayer. I am light, glowing light, radiating light, intensified light. God consumes my darkness, transmitting it into light. This day, I'm a focus of the central sun, flowing through me in a crystal river, a living fountain of light that can never be qualified by human thought and feeling. I am an outpost of the divine. Such darkness as has used me is swallowed up by the mighty river of light, which I am. I am, I am, I am light. I live, I live, I live in light. I am light's fullest dimension, I'm light's purest intention. I am light, 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 flooding the world everywhere I move, blessing, strengthening, and conveying the purpose of the kingdom of heaven. Thank you to me for your prayer. Now, please be conscious of yourself in Sacred Heart, where our light body resides. Be in our light garment, which is emblazed horizontally with the sacred name of the source, Yod Hei Vav Hei, and vertically in our energetic body, Yod in our brain area, Hei in our shoulder area, Vav in our heart and the solar plexus area, and Hei in our hip area. Now have your crown chakra wide open, receiving light code of Zama Zama Zaira Kama Zai. And say it out loud 3 times with me. Zama Zama Zaira Kama Zai. Zama Zama Zaira Kama Zai. Zama Zama Zaira Kama Zai. Be aware of that we are changing molecular composition of matter. Be conscious about sitting in our light body, in our Merkaba field. Command our Merkaba to spin 100% of the speed of light. Gradually speed it up to 130%. Be aware of that we are feeding our light body. Now step into the quantum field and experience a receiving sound, colors, shapes, and holographic projections. This is our creative place. Now fly to our crucible. Greet our crucible family who have physical bodies as well as divine beings, ascended masters, archangels, stargate beings from the Sirius, Arcturus, Pleiades, and Andromeda. Elohim and lots of lights. We are grateful for their guidance. Be conscious of yourself sitting in the center of the pink diamond. Heart to heart, soul to soul, and spirit to spirit with Yeshua and Maria Magdalene in the center. With magenta color code emanating, we are surrounded up north with Archangel Uriel, Source, white lions and beautiful, and the 12th dimension of energy, experiencing stability. Down the south with Archangel Michael and Magdalene and fire dragons, in the 12th dimensional fire energy, experiencing passion. On our left, which is the west, with Archangel Gabriel, Mother Mary, dolphins and whales, in the 12th dimensional water energy. On our right, which is the east, Archangel Raphael, Anna, and great winged ones in the 12th dimensional air energy. Remember, now we have a deeper connection with the elementals of earth, air, water, and fire. Experience the light codes they gave us. Be the earth element. Be the water element. Be the fire element. Be the air element. We also had been introduced to the archangels from the stargates. In the northwest of the diamond shape, there is Amrata from the Sirius stargate. In the southwest, there is Meitu from the Andromeda. In the northeast, there is Sarazan from the Arcturus. And in the east-south, there is Tamema from the babies. We are grateful for their guidance. Now place your attention to the fourth triad. It consists of the ninth chakra, which connects us with divine beings. The tenth chakra, which is the Kaisik mind. The 11th chakra, which is the place we receive the undifferentiated light. Command the vortex of the fourth triad to spin. Now merge this spinning vortex with the third triad. Keep the fourth and third triad spinning. The third triad consists of the crown chakra, which connects us with the center channel of our body, universal mind, and soul star. Merge this vortex of energy with the second triad. The second triad consists of the third eye, Anya and Medulla Oblongata. This is where our covenant is. Focus on creating young, light, and thought bodies. This is also where we create with differentiating the undifferentiated life by compressing it. Be conscious of the spinning vortex of the fourth, third, and the second triads. And through our fifth chakra, include the first triad. The fifth chakra is the chakra that connects us with God's will. Surrender our personal will with the will of the source. Keep spinning this huge vortex of fourth, third, second, and first triads. Be aware of light pockets that we have placed in our chakra system. Be aware of where they are. The latest one we have received is the fifth light pocket, and we placed it in our soul star. Now place your attention on six double helixes of DNAs, spinning and blending with each other. These DNAs also hold light packets. Be aware of them. The fifth one is placed in the eighth strand of the DNA. Blend the spinning vortex of DNAs with the spinning vortex of fourth triads, creating more expanded, unified field. Be conscious of fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates and draw energy from these templates. The sixth and seventh template emanates from the quantum field. by holding the energies of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional templates, be aware of unity consciousness and transmit it with stability and the element of love, with forgiveness, through compassion to the earth and humanity, bringing chaos into life, while influencing more individuals of humanity to wake up. Now hold this energy, transmitting it for 10 minutes or more until you are complete. After the first 3 minutes of transmitting, please disconnect from the all electronic devices and then continue transmitting. After that, our service call will be finished for today. Thanks everyone for sharing.